Here with me today is Janet Hansen, creative art director at Everyman's Library, who has designed several stunning book covers over the years. Now, some of us imagine a cover designer collaborating closely with the author, finding a way to capture the essence of the book in one beautiful image, only after reading it and pondering its themes, symbols, and characters. I'm sure it's not always quite as romantic as that. How does it typically go for you?
While I do enjoy reading and visually analyzing a manuscript, it's true that I sometimes am not able to, due to deadlines and abundance of projects. There's also a surprising number of people involved in the cover approval process: publishers, agents, editors, sales. So it is not likely for me to be in direct contact with the author without many others involved. It's also important to remember, too, that while writing is an art form, ultimately, a book is a product and its cover is an advertisement. My job is to find a balance between capturing the essence of the book while also making it commercial enough to entice retailers into marketing it and readers into buying it.
Like any design work, I imagine there are publishers who just get it and give you full creative freedom, and others who don't. Is that accurate, or are you typically given freedom to explore whatever direction you choose?
I'm lucky enough to work with people who allow a good amount of creative freedom. I will admit, though, due to years of working with a group, I sometimes habitually steer my design into approaches I know will gain a more mass appeal. It's important to break out of that habit, though, and to test what a book cover could be, even if it means more recurring rejection. There are, of course, instances where an editor or author requests a very specific approach. I find that in these cases, it's sort of like shooting yourself in the foot, because too many restrictions limit the creative flow.
When it comes to the design job that I do, we have systems and best practices in place that guide the work. Are there any kind of best practices for designing book covers?
Reading the manuscript is step one for me. If I don't have the time, I at least read several chapters. I highlight recurring themes or any visuals that I think could represent the book well, then create a grid of these themes and try to think of ways to visually represent them all. I usually will narrow my ideas down to three different concepts and then focus solely on those.
It seems like a practice in restraint. Any insights you can share with us for narrowing your focus?
Well, I think of visuals that capture the essence of the book, it also needs to work well with its title. I try to steer clear of imagery that is used often on covers and instead go with something that is visually interesting to me personally. I usually find my inspiration outside of book cover design, in fine art or film. If the concept is one I have not seen on a book cover, and it is abstract enough that it could be interpreted in more than one way, I think that is a good thing.
Despite everything happening online now, we are still, thanks to Instagram, more visual than ever. And we all know you can't judge a book by its cover, but we also know we've all noticed and purchased books based on the cover alone. Do you think in this current age, a cover is still a valuable sales tool?
A good cover is a signifier that the process of putting this book out in the world has been thoughtful. It lets you know that the people putting it together care about it. And if a cover is good, people are more likely to share it on their social media. There are so many more outlets for advertising in that way.